Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're very excited about having Jonathan Salem Baskin back on the show. Jonathan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is a branding expert extraordinaire. He has spent several decades in that world. He is the author of Branding, Only Works on Cattle, and he's our good friend, Jonathan Salem Baskin. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. And by the way, folks, your blog is still dimbulb.typepad.com?
Yeah, actually, I shortened it, so now it's just dimbulb.net.
Good for you, dimbulb.net. And, of course, you're talking about all the people that you have to deal with, right, when you say dimbulb?
Actually, I was thinking I'm the dimbulb.
You were thinking of yourself. I always think about, you know, just the people around me. But, hey, Jonathan, for years... Mm-hmm. I, on this show, and you have been part of that, we've talked about branding. I've been trying to drill into small businesses' heads. You have brands, Nike and Coca-Cola and whatever. They're not the only people who have brands. You have brands, and you have the ability to lead with those brands and to have a brand message and a brand brand value, brand equity in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. We've been trying to drill that into small businesses' heads. But I'm wondering, because I've been talking a lot lately about what I'm calling the age of the customer, mm-hmm. which is where the customer is in more control of the relationship than the seller is, the way they used to be. In that scenario, in this new environment, this new age that we're entering, if you agree with what I'm saying, talk to us about how branding is going to be different.
Yeah, and I do agree with you, Jim, not surprisingly. I've worked with some of the biggest brands around, Blockbuster, Limited Inc., some of the retail brands there, with Apple. And I think we sometimes confuse, because of those big names and the big budgets and the big marketing plans, this idea that brand is the sign on the door or the color of the logo or the slogan, the catchy phrase, or the quality of the paper on your brochure. And really where I've come to over my lifetime and as the world has changed is really this conclusion that isn't branding. That's great signage, that's great graphics, but branding is, to your point, what the customer knows and feels and expects from your business. So when it comes to a small business, that is ever more important, but also ever more real.
So branding is not on the real estate in front of them, it's in the real estate between their ears.
Absolutely, and it's not what you promise them or what they expect as much as the narrative of how well the two of you communicate with each other. You collaborate on the branding. You don't deliver it to them, you do it together.
So it is about the relationship, isn't it?
I think so, and I think that's the really good news for a small business, excuse me, or any business that doesn't have a budget to, if you will, waste on marketing and on sort of traditional branding, because it is all about that relationship, and it really gets down even to the details of that relationship. You know, so I have a relationship with my cable provider here. Granted, it's a big business. They run marvelous branding, marvelous marketing, marvelous advertising, but ultimately when they can't help me with my changeover to the digital boxes I have to put on some of my TVs, I fire them.
Mm-hmm.
So their brand, to me, irrespective of the marvelous logo and marketing, is the inability of the service provider to customer service person to help me transition. So the customer decided, i.e. me, what that brand meant.
But here's how this is different in the age of the seller today with the age of the customer versus how it was in the age of the seller. 15 years ago, when the age of the seller was the only age we had, your unhappiness was pretty much confined to you and whoever you could tell.
Right.
But now you can go online and write that up.
I just told you.
Exactly. You told me. And but even, you know, even if you don't have access to a radio show, you've got the ability to go to type that up and put it into a comment section, and the world now knows about it. And so now, again, back talking about the movement of the control from if the center of gravity of control used to be near to the seller, now it's much more near to the customer. We've got to pay attention to that gravity, don't we? We have to pay attention to those messages, and we can't just say, oh well, that's just one customer.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you, Jim. And I think that, again, we tend to, what's that thing they say about wars? Wars are always fought based on the strategies that won or lost the last one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of marketers, large and small business alike, are still fighting this age of customer battle, if you will, still thinking in the old way. Because I read a lot about customer service and about just the very mechanism you're talking about, Jim, where, you know, well, a person has a bad experience and now I can tweet out to the world and say my cable provider stinks and think of the damage it does to the brand there. The response from a lot of businesses has still been to try to fix those bad comments and fix them after the fact, you know. And if we have the time later, I have a personal story where I had a problem with one of my technology devices, couldn't get help from the business.
Mm-hmm.
I only got help after I tweeted out to the world saying they stink.
Wow.
And then 5 minutes later, I got a response saying, oh, you have a problem.
Wow.
What I've been a real advocate for is this idea of customer service not being retroactive, but being proactive.
But see, at least the company had a mechanism in place.
Sure.
Okay, they dropped the ball, and maybe they dropped the ball horribly, but when they found out that you weren't happy about it, they didn't just say, oh, well, that's one customer. That's a response to the age of the customer.
Yeah, I agree, but I'm going to push back on you a little bit, Jim, because I still think that is a somewhat old way of thinking about the customer, because customer service isn't about fixing problems in this way.
I agree.
To the customer.
I agree.
It's about proactively.
If what they did was a systemic way of doing
right.
business, I
right.
agree with you 100%.
I'm with you.
Go ahead.
Well, no, and I just think that a lot of businesses are still trying to get their heads around this idea of where is the strategy to make sure that the customer is pleased and thrilled and delighted before the fact,
right.
so that you reduce the number of people who fall through the cracks, but then to your point, absolutely be set up to respond to those who do.
Well, isn't this whole thing about a balance, a balance between how many people, we're not going to make everybody happy.
Right.
There are going to be some unhappy people. So isn't the key to have more, I mean, I know this is simplistic, but and I'm going to let you answer this when we come back after the break, isn't the key to have more people say good things about you online than have said bad things about you online? Is that too simplistic? We're going to get Jonathan to answer that right after these messages. It's 20 after, right back with Jonathan Salem Baskin after these messages. His book is called Branding Only Works on Cattle. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that you can use to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Lots of stuff to read, listen to, ask questions. You can check out my blog while you're there. You can also subscribe to my newsletter. I hope you'll do that, because we'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. I think you'll like it. It's getting better and better every week. And don't forget, on our homepage, we have a poll question every week, a different one. And when you click on your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jonathan Salem Baskin is our guest. He's the author of Branding Only Works on Cattle. Jonathan, tell us how we can find you again.
Well, I'm at my blog, Dimbulb, is dimbulb.net, and my website with information on my speaking and my writing and my research is jonathansalembaskin.com.
All right, and the book is Branding Only Works on Cattle. Can we find out more about it there?
Absolutely, or you just go to Amazon and please buy it.
Check it out. Yeah, buy two, right? Give one away.
There you go.
Okay, Jonathan, I said earlier that I wonder if people who are trying to move, you know, they're trying to make a move toward what I've been calling the age of the customer, as we've been talking, and how branding is changing, and how I think that's going to change marketing and advertising because of the age of the customer.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have these, I mean, you've done it yourself. You go to, you go look for a product or a service online. You go down, you look at the comments that people make, and you sort of add them up. Okay, there are three good ones and two bad ones, so that must mean that this is a good one. Is that enough?
Yeah, good question. And I wish I had a real pithy sort of yes or no binary thing to tell you, and I don't. I'm still struggling with it because on one level, it is absolutely important in that we're looking to one another because we can't trust the messages from companies, so we trust sort of the anonymous crowd to say more yes, thumbs up than thumbs down means a good thing. So at some level, that absolutely is important. But I think what we're finding out in a lot of respects is that those votes are starting to net out to zero in that, you wait long enough or get a large enough sample, and unless they're really evidencing a really big problem, which then they're very helpful, you know, if all the reviews of the hotel room are bad, you know what? It's a bad hotel room. But generally what's happening is we're seeing a lot of the votes up in the yay or nay sort of going to the polar extremes. There's going to be a handful of people who say this stinks, and there are going to be a handful of people who say I love it. And we're not really learning anything from the crowd per se.
But isn't what's happening though? Back to where we started,
right,
which is the brand message.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for something the other day online, and there was the write up about the product, et cetera, et cetera. And it seemed interesting, so I read one of the reviews, and one of the reviews said, "Yeah, I know what they say up there, above where I'm writing this, but you know that's not really how it works, you know."
Yeah.
And so this sounded like a credible person who made a good point, and so they then became in control of the brand message, which brings me back to your point, which is that you got to pay attention to these things and you got to be able to deliver on what you say.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the subtle difference here is I think we're agreeing absolutely on the message here and the point. But, somebody could write the third book of the Bible and there would be a posting online saying, I don't agree with it. There's always going to be that voice. And I think the answer here and the challenge for small business in particular is to not apply the sort of the old thinking I'm going to keep trying to manage the message. I'm going to worry necessarily about the comments. It means that where your brand resides is in your satisfaction of your customers. And if you focus on those customers versus trying to manage what they say, that's where you need to spend your money and your time. And so it's less about marketing in this age of the customer, and it is really about business and about the being an effective, honest, credible provider of goods and services. And you know what? Some people are going to still hate you, and I'm thinking at some level some of those comments – you can't do anything about it. To your point earlier, Jim, there are going to be problems no matter what.
Well, couldn't for example, you were talking about the company who you tweeted about them and they got back with you.
Yep.
Okay, they shouldn't have messed up. Maybe it was a systemic thing, but at least they were engaged in the process enough and cared enough to get back with you. And what's wrong with then after they fix it saying, now, you know, Mr. Baskin, have we helped you? And you say, yeah, well, do you mind telling people that we helped you? Is there anything wrong with that?
Absolutely nothing wrong with it, other than as a customer, I'm already suspicious, and I'm not going to give them as much credit.
You're a cynical
after the fact.
Guy. You're pretty cynical, Jonathan.
Well, I'm thinking that it you know, granted, I'm using egregious, extreme examples, but you know, I think the challenge for a business, and especially a small business, which has been in smaller the business, the more you're in the people business by definition.
Yeah.
It's just the way that the nature of the beast. And so, in a way, small businesses, and you and I have talked about this in the past, have always understood the value of relationships more than large ones.
Absolutely.
The larger you get, the more anonymous.
Which is the reason why I think the age of the customer is custom made for small business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as a customer myself, personally, I would much rather do business with another human being than necessarily with a big brand. And I don't have relationships with big brand names anymore. I have relationships with people. I have relationships in communities. And I think to your point on that age of the customer, that means you have to not worry about, but you have to look at the opportunity of building those relationships and supporting them. And when you screw up, you're right, responding
Jonathan,
to it.
When is that new book coming out on the history of social media?
I'm hoping later this year, and I'll tell you about it.
We need to launch that on the show.
You got it.
Let us know. Thank you for being here.
I appreciate it, Jim.
Jonathan Salem Baskin, ladies and gentlemen. Branding Only Works on Cattle is his book. Dimbulb.net is his blog. Check it out. It's very good. Got to take a quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.